Blog Talk Radio.
Today we're going to talk to the cast of Sherlock Holmes' Terror by Night Train, which is the first production of Sherry's Playhouse this season, and I'm really excited to have this cast. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi.
Basically, why don't we start with Everett so he can explain what the show's about. Everett's our director.
Oh, is that my job?
One of them.
Well, as you said, it is a Sherlock Holmes mystery called Terror by Night Train, written by a friend of mine, directed by me, and starring many of these lovely people that you will also hear. It's a very traditional Sherlock Holmes mystery set in one room, and also features Edgar Allan Poe's The Auguste Dupin, and Irene Adler, Moriarty, the whole, everything you'd expect in a Sherlock Holmes mystery you can pretty much find here.
And it's fun.
I said everything that you find in a Sherlock Holmes mystery.
True. I'm going to introduce, we don't have the entire cast, so I'm going to introduce who we do have. Why don't we start with our Sherlock Holmes. Charlie, why don't you tell him a little bit about yourself and what you think about your character?
Good grief, I wish we'd prepared this. I sort of used to be an actor and I think it's Sherlock Holmes. I don't need to think, that's the beauty of it. Do you know what I mean? This is not some character sprung from the head of some, you know, neophyte playwright. It's Sherlock. What is our swearing policy, Jerry?
Bad words. Sorry.
Okay, it's Sherlock, jolly old Holmes. That's all I have to say. Yeah.
You can place the words you wish in there.
I grew up reading the books, I was blessed to be of quite the right age in the UK when simply the best Holmes was produced, and that was Jeremy Brett's Granada series in the late 80s, 90s. I love this shizzle. There you go.
Another good word, Charlie. Very good. I'm proud of you. Next I'm going to bring on our Irene Adler, played by Tanya. Tanya, why don't you tell a little bit about yourself and how you feel about Irene?
My name is Tanya, and as you said, I'm playing Irene Adler, which is really, I think, the best character to play in the Sherlock Holmes mystery completely, because she is the woman, and she is the epitome of all women in Sherlock's eyes. So very exciting to play her. I've been part of Sherry's Playhouse since the very first play, so I'm excited to be back again.
I'm really Tanya has been part of Sherry's Playhouse from the very first play.
Yes, I have.
And either she's been a part or active in every production.
You keep having me back, so.
Which is a good thing.
Yeah.
Well, I hope.
It is. I keep coming back, so it is mutually a good thing.
Let's see. Who wants to go next to introduce their character? Speak now, forever hold your peace.
I'm Sherlock Holmes.
I'm crappy.
Well, I know
Charlie
you're Sherlock
just,
Just because you're Sherlock doesn't mean you get to go again.
Okay. Cassie, you want to go?
Sure, why not? I'm an actress. Do the whole interview in character. I'm an actress and a cosplayer out in L.A., and, you know, my character is a reporter, a little bit of an obnoxious reporter. She's kind of in everybody's business during the evening. And I feel like the rest you just have to tune in to find out what my character is up to.
Yes, she's one of the mysterious characters.
I'm very, very mysterious.
Very, very. And why don't you go next? Tell a little bit about your character.
I'm playing Jane Higgins. She's a secretary. I don't want to say a huge amount because spoilers.
You don't give anything away.
But she has a nice little sort of part and a slightly significant role in the whole overall arc of the story. Personally, this is the first one of these I've done. I've been on Cherie's show before, sort of last fall-ish, I think. I'm a theatre maker. I live in Manchester in the UK. Which means I was the perfect age to watch the same Sherlock Holmes that Charlie did on TV and occasionally go, oh, I know where that location is because they filmed it all up in Manchester.
That's my favourite Sherlock Holmes too. Jeremy Brett was one of a kind. Morwina, she's new to Sherry's Playhouse, and she's never called in before, so it's the first time for her.
It's very exciting. Yep, like you say, it's my very first Sherry's Playhouse as well. It's been great fun, particularly all the rehearsals and the strangest hours in the night, to be honest, to be sitting in my kitchen doing rehearsals. I'm based in the southwest of the UK, right down in the kind of the rural bit. And in the play, I'm playing French waitress Henrietta Lapierre, which is very exciting. Sounds incredibly glamorous. Yes.
So you're a glamorous French waitress.
Not at the moment, no. Believe me, this is not glamour right now.
Okay, we lost one.
And Sherry, why don't you tell us about you, what you're doing?
Okay. I'm playing Lady Carstairs, and she is the head of a society of female mystery sleuths, and she's hosting a little party on the train that kind of goes wrong. That's why Sherlock comes, because he's invited. That's all I'm going to tell.
There's so much to tune in and find out what happens. So
because if you tell any of your
spoilers in the character,
we can't say a lot, otherwise we'll spoil the whole thing. Right. And what fun would that be?
Yeah, exactly.
It wouldn't be fun.
Did I miss anybody?
Hi.
I'm sorry, Janae, go ahead. I knew I missed somebody. I just couldn't remember who it was.
Well, you weren't expecting me to be able to make it, that I got off work just a little bit early, and I made it by the skin of my teeth pretty much. Well, I guess not completely, but yeah, here I am. I'm Janae Ray Spano. Like Sherry, I'm here in San Diego, where it's currently raining on and off, which doesn't happen very often. But,
constantly lately.
No kidding. Especially today. Lots of wind. This is my second time with Sherry's Playhouse. I did my first production as the last production from last season. So so here I am back again. Thank you for inviting
me. Tell who
me
you're playing or
be part
a
of the
little
cast
bit about
again.
Your character.
Yeah, okay. I'm playing Cornelia Hammersmith, one of two sisters who are also on the train, along with a priceless heirloom from their family, which will be a subject of the mystery. I'm also doing some end caps as Queen Victoria, so I've got two parts. And it's a lot of fun. I'm really enjoying being part of this again.
And then we also have Junior, right?
Junior fell off. I'm sorry.
Junior messaged me. He is having technical difficulties. And
gotcha.
So he is missing this interview, and he is very sorry that this happened at such a late moment. But
yeah, because he was
well,
here.
I heard him in the pre-call, so.
Yeah, he was here, but unfortunately, one of the problems with calling in is sometimes calls get knocked out, so. But Junior plays a very essential character in the play, and he's got a great voice for it, and we're very excited to have him play the part.
And some of our other veterans from other shows, we have Wendy, who is in A Widgie Night, is playing Janae's sister, Amelia Hammersmith, and Ray Brent, who's been in several of the productions. He was the grandfather in Hashtag John Doe and was in every show since then. He's playing Inspector Dupin and some new people that have never been in the show before, playing Mycroft Holmes and Lestrade and Watson and a Pinkerton detective. And so it's a very full cast with about 14 people, 13, 14, 14 people, 15?
14 people. I think it's 14.
Yes.
So that's another reason we are really excited, because we have such a diverse cast. We have a lot of people that are new and a lot of people who are coming back. Charlie is a great Sherlock Holmes. Wait till you hear him.
Oh, don't share him, please.
I did that on purpose.
I'm British. I can't
but
take
he is. I'm kidding, but I'm also honest. He's really great as Sherlock Holmes.
Thank you.
Very borderline. We don't want to get your head too big there, you know. So for every compliment Sherry gives you, I'm just going to knock you down one or two. No.
Yeah. No. Quite right too. Quite right too. But have we mentioned Watson yet?
Watson is played by Time,
because
and
he's stupendous.
He is a wonderful actor, and he plays in perfection. And Nicholas, who is playing both Mycroft and Lestrade, and you wouldn't even know it's the same person. He's brilliant. We have a really great cast. I'm very proud of it. And
we do.
We're running out of time. Does anybody want to close out, say anything bye-bye to the audience? Everett, you usually do.
Well, you know, we've got, what, 10 minutes left here? I think I could, you know, talk for 10 minutes.
Oh, wait, you're right.
You know.
Got 10 minutes. Sorry.
Yeah.
What was your relationship with the writer? Because I believe it was your idea, but written by the dialogue was written by another gentleman. Can you tell us a little about that?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, tell us about William.
Okay, well, I had come up with this idea. One of the first Sherlock Holmes movies I ever saw was the Basil Rathbone Terror by Night, which second best, and was part of a series of really quickie Sherlock Holmes films made in the 1930s that fell into the public domain. And so, I mean, I probably saw it on cable access or something like that in the early 90s, late 80s, early 90s. I fell in love with the story, and that was kind of my exposure to Sherlock Holmes. And so a year and a half or so ago, I was kicking around this idea of doing Sherlock Holmes play based on this, and I was having a hard time with the script of it. I had the idea. I knew I wanted to be on a train. I knew I wanted to integrate Edgar Allan Poe, C.L. Gustupain into it, Moriarty, Irene Adler, all these different elements. So I was visiting my friend William, who is a fantastic writer in his own right, and we've collaborated on several things in the past and have worked together. We were sitting in his house and just kind of kicking around ideas, and he said, you know, I wouldn't mind taking a stab at this, and since you're having such a hard time coming up with the script, the details. And I said, go right ahead, see what you got. And within a week, I had a first draft of the script in hand, and I went through it and kind of said, let's change this, let's modify that. I sent it back to him. We, you know, talked on the phone and hashed it all out. But we've been friends for a long time and have collaborated on several different projects.
So you're basically the Stephen Moffat, Mark Gatiss of this thing.
Yeah, that would be a very apt
which
analogy.
Makes me Cumberbatch, I suppose.
There you go. Yeah.
I just realized that.
You just tell yourself.
Wow.
Right.
If I but had his money.
And all his work.
Yeah.
Yeah, and his work.
The man
you
doesn't
stop. Funny, funny
Dr.
Otto
Strange.
Face.
It's amazing that they were able to get both him and Martin Freeman for Sherlock, considering how much they both work.
Yeah, they're busy people, but you know they know their roots, I think.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. And they said it was a passion project, which so is this. This is a passion project too, because this is something our Charlie really wanted to do.
Yeah, seemed like a good idea at the time.
Yeah, I made an offhand comment about Sherlock Holmes, and suddenly I was committed.
Oh, yeah, his ear, Charlie's ears must have, like, perked right up when he heard that word.
They did.
So
spot.
True. He was like, I will so be back. I don't care what I have to do or what job I have to quit. Doesn't matter.
Did I really say that?
Yeah,
that.
You did.
Actually, I don't do good jobs, so none of them are hard to quit. Oh, another job in a shop. I can find one of those. Don't get to be Sherlock every day.
But you're a good Sherlock. You're a wonderful Sherlock, so it really works out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, how about that? Thank you. Now, please stop it.
Okay.
Stop.
All right, so I just
you're
want
giving people
to
expectations.
Okay, I want to give time for everybody to, you know, say what their thoughts are. You know, Kathy, you want to say anything about the show or your thoughts about doing it or anything?
It's actually been a little bit challenging because accents, and I know the last show that I did, I was like, oh, I'm never going to get this Russian accent. And then everyone's like, what just happened? Like, you sounded amazing. Shut up. So I thought the kind of Brooklyn-esque accent, I was a little concerned about that. I've been kind of listening to, oddly enough, YouTube videos of people just like speaking with Brooklyn accents to kind of try to jog myself, especially right before we go into rehearsals. So it's been a little bit challenging. I hope I'm doing it justice.
Yeah, you're doing very well.
Wow.
I guess.
I like it.
But yeah, it's a lot of fun, and it's kind of a fun character to play with. Especially because there is that air of mystery in my presence, even though, you know. It's been a lot of fun.
Thank you. Okay, so let's see, Janae.
Okay, excuse me. Let's see, what can I say about the sisters? I seem to speak second on the all the time, except for a few places. But it's a fun little part. They're the sisters are there mainly for a little bit of color, I think. But it's a fun little part. And doing the queen at the beginning and the end is also a lot of fun. I'm having fun with that one. And the difference between where queen is much more proper and Cornelia is a little more just there to show off the family heirloom and pretty much, oh, well.
Okay. That sounds good. Morwina, your turn.
My turn. Well, like I say, it's been great fun. It's been really good fun. And obviously quite a challenge with the French accent, trying not to sound like the British sitcom Hello, Hello, because sort of lapsing into that every now and again.
R.I.P. Gordon Kaye, by the way, just died today.
Yes,
sorry to bother.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I was thinking the very same thing myself.
That.
Yeah, a real shame. So
oh,
I'm
he was wonderful.
That, really. Yeah, he was a wonderful man. So, but no, it's been great fun. Other than that, but yeah.
And you're wonderful, Morwina. We're enjoying your Henrietta. Anne?
It's quite exciting to do something a little bit different because, you know, radio plays are a bit different these days, aren't they? Just like working with people who are, you know, a lot of people who are in America who are sort of slightly wacky time zones has been quite interesting as well. Quite excited for the performance for people to hear it and sort of find out what people think.
Yeah, me too. very much so. Tanya?
Well, it seems that I've, you know, been in every show that you've put on. This, I have to say that this is probably the strongest cast that we've ever assembled for Sherry's Playhouse.
Yeah, I agree.
The cast truly is extraordinary. And they have been just a ton of fun to work with. But there's always room for more people. So if you are interested in auditioning for a Sherry's Playhouse performance, let us know. We love having new people join. We have some excellent talent that is new with this show, and it's so much fun to expand this family of Sherry's Playhouse. So
yeah.
I've had an absolute ball with Irene Adler and with every show that I've done for you, but this one is truly, truly spectacular.
Thank you, Tony. I agree. It's been really fun. Charlie, you've talked, but if you want to say anything
more, go ahead.
I'm sure
I've talked quite enough.
It's elementary. Come on.
It's elementary.
I'm not. No, I have to say that too much in the play. As we all know and have discussed at length, Holmes never said that. But that aside. I'm looking forward to it. Delightfully, you know, I forgot to mention I've done a couple of Sherry's Playhouses myself. In one I was a demon, and in one I was a reticent sort of fop type. Oh, and a drunk on a bench. He was perhaps the more fun. So it's just really nice to be back in the the family. You know, it's it's comforting.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Everett, you want to close
yes,
out?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, I just want to encourage everyone to tune in to Sherlock Holmes and the Terror by Night Train next Sunday.
Dun, dun,
dun. Next Sunday at 7 p.m. Pacific time.
7 p.m. Pacific.
And
What's that in proper time? Like New York time.
That is
10 o'clock
in the real
Eastern time.
Actually, to be fair, no, proper time is GMT.
British. Oh, poor people.
So
in Britain. Our lovely cast in Britain calls in at 3 o'clock in the morning. So they
so
that is
GM
called
the
acting troopers.
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
That is dedication.
I couldn't be doing this at 3 in the morning. I mean, the best art happens at 3 in the morning, but getting up and Huey. No, good. Big up the Brit contingent, because I'm British, but I mean, so it's reasonably civilized for me. I don't know how they're, frankly.
But they're amazing.
They are.
Everybody has been just spectacular. And like Tanya said, this is probably one of the best casts we've ever put together. I'm constantly bragging on all of you people. And I'm telling people at my other jobs and on the street, just accosting strangers as they walk down the street in my little town in Kansas. And I'm at the, you know, at the market, at the grocery store, and I'm like, you need to tune in and listen. So this is me accosting random strangers now on the internet and grabbing them by the shoulders, shaking them, and saying, you must listen to this show, because this show is amazing. And it is one of the best things I've ever been a part of, one of the things I'm most proud of in my writing career. So thank you guys for being a part of this, and thank you, Sherry, for giving us a platform on which to do this.
Thank you. I have to say, first of all, a few things. One, the writing in this play is really exquisite. It is both a great mystery. It is funny. It is exciting. It's really good. The acting, as everybody's already stated, is really rather extraordinary. My whole third season of doing Sherry's Playhouse, the reason I started it was to give people a chance to do voiceover work and for writers to have their words be performed. And this play has been really amazing. I'm so proud of each and every one of you, including people who aren't here. Everybody has been committed. Everybody's done exquisite work, and I can't wait for our show next week. Well, actually, this Sunday. It's exciting, and I want to thank you all. Thank you.
Thank you, Sherry.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Sherry. I'm doing the Denzel Washington glory tear now, the single tear down my cheek.
Okay. So now we are at the end of the show. I want to say thank you for coming on the show. Thank you for being part of Sherry's Playhouse. And like I said, I can't wait until Sunday.
Well, I can't wait either. And thank you once again, Sherry, for making this happen, for being responsible for this.
Thank you. And you're welcome. And thank you for chatting with Sherry.
Thank you.